The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner, in the studio with Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Of course, Craig Montana running the studio for us. And, you know, we've been looking at all the market ticker stuff going on this morning. And at the same time, earlier this morning on my way in on the radio, I heard some guy from some investment firm talking about how terrible things are and how you have to really be, you know, afraid and worried and you know, blah, blah, blah. What is he looking at that we're not seeing here?
I think it's called, he wants more clients to come in that are scared.
Oh.
That's what he wants.
Yeah. So you know, please be careful of some of this stuff. You know, get together with somebody that you find something else about, find out about, you know, how long they've been working in the field and find out about their background, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, get a relationship.
Get to know them.
Yeah, get a relationship with a financial planner for your family, not just you personally, but for you, your spouse, maybe your kids, because are the kids going to be able to handle your assets after you're gone, or are they going to blow it, or are they going to destroy their families? So I've seen this. We start dangling inheritances.
Yeah, I saw somebody launch themselves across a conference table at a relative during a meeting with the estate attorneys. I mean, it was a tough deal.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing how money changes things.
Yep.
In family dynamics many times. So if you've got your ducks in a row and you've got things kind of mapped out and you've been to your estate attorney, you've been with others who help you on this journey, and we're sort of like the underpinnings and the coordinators of these events, because our job is to make sure you've got all your bases covered. That's what planners do.
I think of it as we're the quarterback.
Yep.
We direct all the other pieces. You got to have all the rest of the pieces on the team, but we help direct and coordinate to make sure everything works together.
So, you know, just kind of take a look at things and be honest with yourself and say, you know, are we all covered on everything? Many people are. And for those of you who are, hey, fantastic, you've already figured this out. But for most people, it's hard to know where to turn to and how to get advice. So we're going to talk a little bit about doing those things, and also some things that you need to be on the lookout for in terms of not necessarily scams all the time, but just in dealing with planners or people who are investment individuals. This is from the State Securities Board.
Texas State Securities Board sends me a newsletter. They send it out to everybody who signs up for it once a week. And this one is an investor alert about scams and unsuitable investments and things you need to watch out for.
Is it suitable? There's one of the biggies, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about what is suitability, because we have certain standards we have to acquire and go by as well. So this and more. And, of course, if you've got a question in particular about something, anything to do with investments, planning, insurances, you name it, give us a call. If you're shy, don't want your voice on the air, no problem. We are coming up on a station break right here, so you can call us on our private line just for you. And that number is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
When you're sick, you don't want to wait in a long line for your prescription. You just want your medicine so you can start feeling better. That's why since 1953, folks have been having their prescriptions filled at 303 North Park Street in Brenham. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kendura Pharmacy, there's always been a friendly, familiar face behind the counter to take care of you. No long lines, no hassles for 7 decades. Now that's consistency you can trust. That's Kendura Pharmacy at 303 North Park Street in downtown Brenham.
You know what's nice? You could drive to Whataburger right now if you wanted to. Yeah, you could hang a Louie, talk to Reggie at the counter, and get a freshly made 100% beef double meat Whataburger with melted cheese and fresh cut veggies on a 5-inch bun. It's just the delicious freedom you have living in the land where there's Whataburger. Of course, some people aren't in that land. I wonder what they're doing right now. Probably thinking about a road trip. Good thing it's so close you can taste it. Good thing there's Whataburger.
It's Burton Panther Baseball on KWHI. The Burton Panthers and the Iola Bulldogs will decide first and second place in the district heading into the postseason with a playoff game Monday night at Mumford. First pitch is set for 6:30. 6:15 pregame with Blake Hickerson and Daryl Kiki. On your voice for the Panthers, AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, May 30th, Craig will be speaking with Catherine Kendura about the 129th Mayfest. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Did you know that 4-H was in the construction business? Well, we are. Are you surprised? We've been laying foundations and building the future since 1908. Today, through Texas AgriLife Extension and the support of folks just like you, we're building some of our most innovative projects ever. What do we build? Leaders, one kid at a time. Great programs in the city or out in the country. 4-H is everywhere. Bring your kids, get involved, build a leader. 4-H.
Wake up each weekday morning with the KWHI Friendly Country Morning Show. From 6 to 10, you'll get everything you need to start the morning off right. Local headlines every half hour and a full news broadcast at 7:30 with Josh Blosky. The Sports Talk at Pothole will have last night's sports score and latest stories from around the sports world. You'll also get continuous weather updates, all in school lunch menus, birthdays, bulletin board events, and don't forget about the Country Store at 810, where you can buy, sell, and trade with me, Craig Montana. So start every weekday morning with KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101. 1.7 and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with two of the members of the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarre and my colleague Doug Neil. We're certified financial planners and we've been doing this for many, many years.
Yes, many.
Yeah. I was thinking about it the other day and I thought, wow.
But I was thinking that's
it
what
is a long time.
That's what people want. They want somebody who's going to help them with their finances, with the experience and have seen things happen. But in our particular case, we also have some young people that we have the experience, but they've got the energy and expertise and everything else to do the same things. Mm-hmm. Whereas you may not go to somebody in their late 30s, early 40s, just because they haven't had the same life experiences. Can they really understand what it means like if you want to help out your grandchild
Yeah.
When they don't necessarily even have kids.
Well, or if you have a spouse who's going to need long-term care.
Right. They don't know what that's like, or a death of a spouse. Have you been through that before? Not too many people have. That's one of the sad parts of our job is we settle quite a few estates, life insurance policies, investment plans with beneficiaries. And that was one of the things I was thinking about on a financial planner will help you get your beneficiaries in order.
Yes.
Because that could be lots of problems.
Well, and there are so many ins and outs, and we're not attorneys, but we work well with attorneys because we know a lot of the things that they do about how things need to flow and the dynamics of how to construct things on behalf of a family. So they're the ones who do the legal work on it, and we collaborate with them on behalf of our clients and their families.
Yeah, we come up, we're the idea people, we're the quarterbacks, the directors. One family I'm thinking of, okay, because of potential in-law problems, we set things up in a trust, and sure enough, in-law problems came around, and they can't get to the assets, which they weren't supposed to, but they sure wanted to. But the attorney drew up all the paperwork and in the trust agreements and all that kind of stuff. But we helped design, help get the strategy started.
Mm-hmm. So again, if you want to get in touch with us, you know, one of the things we do, and many of you who listen to us regularly already know this, but I just want to say, we have a free review process. So I know when you have questions, you don't always know where you can go to just get an overview, get some ideas. And that's what the free review is for. Now, it's up to you if you want to work with us. No one pressures you, but at least you come in. And I always like to think that people end up walking out with information they really needed that they didn't have before. That happens a lot.
Yeah, they usually get some homework. Okay, you need to go down to the Social Security office, or you need to go to the county courthouse, or you need to get your beneficiary, call up your HR department and find out who are they. Mm-hmm. You know, have you changed them? If things just, we look at lots of things.
Right. So if you want to come in for the free review, even if it's to go over what your investments are in your 401k, or are you in the right health insurance plan for you, whether it's something that you're coordinating with your employer plus an outside plan for some reason, whatever it may be, we are trained and pretty darn highly skilled and, and lots of years of experience. You're cordially invited to do this. Here's our phone number at the office. Give them a call there and say you'd like to come in. Just go over things, and we're glad to meet you and go over things and really try to help you. But that number is 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Before we go any further, I want to give a shout out to some of the wonderful ladies that I was privileged to meet on Saturday at the annual benefit luncheon for the Brazos Valley Hospice. They do such terrific work there.
Sounds like that was quite a good event.
It was a wonderful event. And, of course, Dolly Rash, the director with the hospice, and she was there, and they put on a little fashion show, and it's just so great. And I had the privilege of meeting a lot of wonderful ladies, made some new friends. So shout out to everybody.
Those are good events. We like to do some of that stuff. Like, that was a good event, and then we had Judge Durenberger on last week, and I've got some good feedback on that one. Hope it doesn't go to his head, but we'll see.
Well, he was really good, though.
Yes, he was.
It was a very good interview, and I think it allowed people to get to know him a little bit.
Right.
Right? And what his mode of operation is and all that. So hats off to everybody who gets involved in the communities out here. Let's go back to I want to get to some of these things about what you need to watch out for as far as dealing with professionals and dealing with just investing and those kind of things. Because there are some things that you really need to be aware of. And this is from what? The state of Texas, right?
Texas State Securities Board. This is our goal to help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Well, Texas State Security Board sends out a weekly update newsletter. They called it updated report. This was on scams and unsuitable investments. And so they kind of put a heads up out there. They're in charge of making sure that people, the operators, do what they say they're going to do and be registered. Because one of the certain types of investments, even though they're legitimate, you got to be careful on some of the red flags that may pop up. It may not be what you need. And some of these things, first one on their list is unregistered individuals, people that are trying to sell you something or get you to invest in something, and they're not licensed. Well, in the state of Texas, if you're selling anything that's a security, and that's more than just stocks and bonds, you have to be licensed. Plumbers are licensed, barbers are licensed, realtors are licensed. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of people. Well, in the state of Texas, you got to be licensed to handle investments. And the state's got do background checks, and you got to have license CE credits, and you got to kind of know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing, is watch out for unregistered individuals. That's a first, a really big red flag. If somebody's coming to you wanting you to invest in something, ask them, are they registered with the state of Texas? And you can go online and check that out. Mm-hmm. You can visit registration checks. Or just go to the Texas State Securities Board, and you can click on one of the links here that say, you know, registered people. And it'll list everybody in the state of Texas who's registered to do business here for securities. That's the first one. Another thing, the second item on their list of watch out for scams and unsuitable investments is they call it cash outs and rollovers. Now, it's very common for someone to cash out some of your assets to make a down payment on a house or pay for education or a wedding, something like that. That's what you've been saving your money for, is for events like that. It's something different when someone solicits you to sell your investments to change accounts with a higher no-risk type of investment with higher returns, get rid of these and buy these because these are much better. That in itself isn't bad, but that's a red flag. Be careful of that. Because a lot of times you may be in a dog of an investment. You may be in a fund or something that just is, for whatever reason, just isn't doing any good. And there's hundreds of different choices out there. And that's one thing. But versus coming in to something that isn't necessarily suitable for you, that just be wary.
Well, and that's the thing that we always spend a lot of time on, because especially with even our existing clients, but with new clients in particular, if we're going to recommend any course of action to someone, we need to absolutely be sure that we have done our very best, our due diligence on finding out whether this is something suitable for this individual to be doing.
Yeah, and I've got an example of that one with a couple working with in Houston right now that, like it says in the beginning of this Texas State Securities Board worksheet, the investments may be legitimate and whatever, but they may not be suitable for you. And that's what this case I'll get into. We're on the cash-out scheme, the one you got to be really careful of. If you got a pension coming from the state, your company, whatever, which is a guaranteed stream of income payments, usually for as long as you live or as long as your spouse lives or a certain time frame, cashing that out or signing off those future pension payments to somebody else to buy a different product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one you'd be careful of. Be very careful of. Make sure you're dealing with a registered investment advisor or broker and take the time to understand the fees and the costs and the lifetime benefits. The other one, next item, is pretty easy. It's cyber attacks. I use LifeLock.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got a notice that one of my emails was found on the dark web, and they sent me a notice letter saying, you need to change your password on that one. Okay, fine, so I can do that. But you don't know where it's going to come from. But I would suggest if you do online banking or online investing or any of that type of thing, that you get a service that, like LifeLock or something like that, that will protect you, because it's pretty hard to guard against cyber attacks. You know, you see big companies getting hammered and cities getting hammered or hacked into. So just be aware of that. Beware of your passwords. where you keep them, how you keep them, and who has access to them. Another item on the Texas State Securities Board report on scams and unsuitable investments to watch out for, and you hear these advertising every so often, is currency trading. Make money trading money, which is a market.
Yes, and some, you know, it does have like a acronym like Forex, foreign exchange trading.
And that there's a market, I mean, there's a stock market for currency exchanging.
Mm-hmm.
But it involves enormous complexity because the currencies are in dozens of different countries and different political systems and economies. You know, you could be trading in the Venezuela dollar right now. I have no idea if that would be anything. But also, you're dealing with companies that deal with millions of dollars trying to get a half a cent profit or a penny profit per transaction. And then you got to have the economies of scale. You got to have the expertise.
And you've got to be on it every minute.
Yes.
I mean, I do know personally a couple of people who do pretty well with this, but man, when it goes against them, they lose thousands of dollars of their money.
In a few hours.
It can be in the blink of an eye.
Yep.
And so please be careful. Do not think that, well, this looks like it might be something to do. Unless you've got the bucks that you're willing to lose.
Yeah.
If you've got that kind of situation financially where it's not going to hurt you, then maybe you can at least find out more about it and see if it's for you. But if you're sensitive to losing money, because this is a tough world out there and that kind of thing, you got to be on it 24/7, 365.
And that's where the scammers come in. The investment promoters promise that he can predict the currency prices and lock in enormous profits with little or no profit, no risk. I remember there's one floating around a couple of years ago about the Iraq dinari or whatever it was.
Yeah, the dinar, yeah.
You buy it now and it's going to go up and you're going to get millions, whatever. There's other ways to make money without that type of risk.
So lots of things out there, things that are reasonable, make sense. CDs are among them. But they may not fit all of your needs,
yep.
Especially for growing your money. But I believe still that everyone should have cash somewhere, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So again, just be sensible, be reasonable, and go and get some proper advice. At least get some ideas and some input. And you're going to go ahead and do whatever you feel that you need to do. And rightfully so, but at least explore how things work a little bit more so that you can make a more informed decision.
Get your strategies together. The next one, which we can go over after we come back from this break, is what's near and dear to everybody down here is oil and gas investments.
Oh, let's chat about that, shall we?
Brother-in-laws, promoters, stocks, bonds, mutual funds.
Your neighbor.
Yeah, your neighbor.
Well, it comes from everywhere. So let's talk about that and
how to look at that,
right? So questions in the meantime, great. Give us a call. Here's the private line again, just for you, 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony and Doug on today's edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
What it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah.
Hey, Superscore Sam here to tell you about one of the sports friends, Orman's Steakhouse.
You mean that awesome new place open daily at 2100 Highway 290 East in Brenham?
That's the one. They're certified Angus steaks, gourmet burgers, seafood, chicken, Sunday and weekday lunch buffet, and incredible drinks are all like a touchdown, home run, grand slam, and slam dunk all in one.
Lots of sports references there, Sam.
Just wanted to cover my bases.
Up to Orman's.
Did you know that McCoy's Building Supply can handle any size home improvement project? From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, they've got the born-to-build do-it-yourselfers covered. And if it's lumber you're looking for, McCoy's traditional full-service lumberyard can handle any job. So next time you've got a repair or remodel project, visit one of their building experts for tips and advice. They can show you some of the most energy-efficient and high-tech building products on the market. They'll even deliver it to you. McCoy's Building Supply. Go build something.
For the first time in many years, the city of Brenham has a contested race for mayor. Hear live results from Saturday's local elections on KWHI 1280. Ed Potha will be reporting live from the Washington County Courthouse, while Josh Bloschke reports from KWHI Newsroom. We'll cover local races for Brenham Mayor as well as for the Blinn College Board of Trustees. Election night coverage is sponsored by Tegeler Toyota, Brenham National Bank, Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, and Apple Ford.
Attention citizens of Brenham. Before beginning any project that requires you to move earth, dial 811. Digging without knowing the locations of buried utilities can be dangerous to you and others. This service is free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. The Locate Center will contact the city and the utilities department will mark their lines within 2 business days. Once the lines are marked, you may dig with care and safety. This message is brought to you by the Public Utilities Department of the City of Brenham. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law.
This Monday night, it's the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. I'm the sports doc, Ed Poffel. Join me Monday night at 5:35 for the Brenham Sports Line. An hour of sports talk with a local flair. We'll talk about the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes, Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers, and all the other area schools, as well as the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, Longhorns, Aggies, whatever you want to talk about with a local emphasis. It's the Brenham Sports Line, Monday night, 5:35, on your voice for local sports, KWA.
Are you in search of a bull to help on the back 40? Or are you looking to clear out some clutter in the garage or attic? Maybe you need some help with the yard work or fixing that gutter. I'm Craig Montana, and I'm here to help. Tune in to the Country Store on KWHI every weekday, Monday through Friday from 8, 10 to 9 a.m. I'll swing open the doors of the Country Store, and you can buy, sell, or trade anything you desire. From used cars and new puppies to burn barrels and portable buildings, even the occasional kitchen sink, plus personal services on Personal Services Wednesday. And if you miss the show, don't worry. You can find a complete list of each day's items on our website, kwhi.com. The Country Store on AM 1280, KWHI, and kwhi.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner professional. In the studio here with me, my colleague Doug Neal, another certified financial planner professional. Of course, Craig Montana playing the hits for us. Mm-hmm. And we had a great call during the break, and we love to get calls because it broadens the topic base that we can speak with you about, because I can tell you that when people call in, they've asked the best questions.
Yes, they do.
And we say, oh, because sometimes we're so used to doing what we do that we forget that even basic information, what we think is more basic, is not all that basic to everybody. So let's go over this call that we had.
Yeah, the question was, they had an investment that had some downside protection on it, but it was a growth investment, doesn't pay any income. So the question was, can I move that? Will the government allow me to move that into an IRA in a different investment that produces income? And the answer is?
Yes.
You can.
Yeah, you know, the ability to house different types of investments inside of either a traditional brokerage account or an IRA, a traditional IRA, right, or a Roth IRA, is open to just about any investment there is.
Yeah, think of it as a great big basket. You've got your traditional IRA basket. Well, you can put anything you want in that basket, but it's in that IRA basket.
It's kind of a wrapper around it.
The Roth IRA is a different basket. You can have the same investments, but it's a different basket because it's got different rules.
Mm-hmm.
Each basket has its own rules, and that's what you're looking for. The government sets the rules out, and where you invest it, they really don't care.
Mm-hmm. And I think part of this gentleman's question also was regarding when he gets to be 70 and a half years of age, and he has to start taking required minimum distributions out of that IRA. He was looking at trying to find something that would produce income instead of just growth, right? Because maybe he could use that income, whether a dividend or interest payments, inside of that wrapper, the traditional IRA. That money might be able to be rolled off to pay those required minimum distributions every year once he's hits age 70 and a half.
Yeah, without liquidating principal.
Yeah, and we do that all the time. We construct something in a portfolio inside of, for instance, an IRA that's going to throw off the funds, and that makes that money kind of like a slush fund in there, okay, that you're going to make payments on the RMDs, or maybe you're going to start taking an income stream off of it for other purposes. But this can be done. And that way you're not automatically having to sell an investment inside of there in order to come up with those funds. You're already putting this into the pot for you to be able to take that money out somewhere down the road as you need it.
Yep. So that's strategy. And that's knowing the rules, and it's just, how does it work? That's the thing. How does it work, and what can I do? What's available to me? And we see it every week.
Oh, well, just
every
about
week.
Every day. Excuse me.
So it's kind of like,
pretty much that.
Yeah. How often do you see it? Well, you may think about it once a year, maybe twice a year or whatever. But like I say, we deal with that every week.
So again, you know, we have many clients who are either taking an income stream from what used to be maybe their 401k, for instance, and they now have that money in an IRA, and they're pulling a stream of income, maybe monthly, quarterly, whatever it may be, and or they're also pulling money for their required minimum distribution if they're 70 and a half or older.
And then some people even see, here comes what questions do you ask? There's some people that are over 70 and a half, and they don't need the request. That's the biggest question we have. I don't need that money. Well, you have to take it. I don't want it. You have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you don't want it and you're charitably inclined, you can have it sent directly to your church or charity of choice, and it doesn't affect you, but it counts as your required minimum distribution.
And it's really pretty simple to do. It's not
a one-page form.
So yeah. Yeah, it's not like a really tremendous problem to get it done. But this is something that the government allowed us to all be able to do. And it's still in effect. You can still do this. And it's a great way to support organizations.
Your nonprofits.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful way to do that.
And doesn't affect your Medicare premium.
No.
Doesn't affect your Social Security.
Yeah, that's the other thing, right?
Yep.
You don't want that to start getting messed up here. Because Medicare, of course, is going to look at your tax return and decide whether they're going to hike your premium.
Right.
Well, this is not going to mess with that. Okay. So you're not going to be doing something where you've got another new taxable event, taking out money that you'd put into your IRA pre-tax, and now it's going into your income.
Which bumps you up a ladder, which means you pay more for your Medicare Part B.
You betcha. So this other way of just saying, you know what, I don't need to use that for anything. I'm just going to write that off to my church, this charity, whatever. Then that is a wonderful thing because, A, you're not getting snarfed with a higher Medicare premium. And, B, your money is going to help a charity or an organization.
Especially if you're going to write them a check anyway, why not do it tax-advantaged-wise?
Mm-hmm. They still get the money.
Yeah. Much better to go direct than to have it come to you. You pay tax on it, and then you write a check out of what's left. Here, it just all goes there. They don't pay tax. you don't pay tax.
And your charity or your church or whatever is benefiting from that money. Wow. Nice deal.
Yep.
Okay, so lots of things to consider as you're doing your planning. And by the way, this is part of financial planning, right? This is where do you, now that you have whatever funds you have, where is the best place? Where do you want that money to go? Where do you need to have it go? And what's the best way to get it there and make sure you have it?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No.
It's just something you want to make good use of. And that's what we've been talking about a little bit before is on the Texas State Securities Board a weekly updated report on scams and investment things.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the one that comes in, hits a lot of people here is oil and gas investments.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you got to be pretty careful on that one. It's so much more common here in Central Texas because everybody knows somebody or somebody's got a piece of property and you got your oil people coming wanting to lease it from you. And the one you have to be careful is when somebody wants you to invest in it.
Like if somebody wants to drill a well somewhere and they're looking for capital,
yes,
money to get this going, and they go out there and try to solicit people. And they usually have some income limits on these kinds of things. But still, they're pretty aggressive when they're doing this.
Very aggressive. I heard a radio ad. I don't think it was on this station. I'm pretty sure it wasn't on this station. And they were looking for, one, you had to be an accredited investor, which means you got to have at least $1 million of liquid assets and over $250,000 of income to invest in shares of oil well drilling horizontal because it makes so much money and it's a great retirement fund. And no, you could lose everything you put in there.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with some of that. There are some really good programs out there.
Yes.
I know my older sister and her husband years back had Uncle Billy up in North Texas was drilling wells, and he would hit one, not hit one. And so they invested in a package, I think, of four, where they were obligated to put in money for those wells. One of them hit, the other three were dry holes.
Mm.
But so they kind of broke even on that one. But they really trusted Uncle Billy, but I have no idea who Uncle Billy was. But
well, and he may have been honestly and legitimately seeking their funds for legitimate projects. But unfortunately, projects like that, you never know.
Right.
You never know whether they're going to hit or not.
Yeah,
so just be careful. And again, always read what your liabilities might be.
Yeah, the part that would have scared the bejeebies out of me is you're obligated for more than your initial investment.
Yes.
You know, if you put in $10,000 and they need to drill something else or a piece breaks and you need to, oh, sorry, everybody needs to come up with an extra $3,000. You have to or you lose your shares.
So always have a good attorney look at these. That's the other thing. Always have somebody who knows what they're looking at and who's familiar with oil and gas. All right. Look at these things to be sure that you understand what your prospective obligations may be.
Yeah, see, if you want to get into oil and gas, but yes, the returns could be much higher on a small placement like that. But you can also invest in oil companies, oil drilling companies. And there's lots of companies out there like that that have, you know, books and records that everybody examines and so on. So there's, if you want to get in oil and gas, there's other ways to do it.
There are all kinds of ways to do it. But out here, too, a lot of folks have wells out on their land.
Yep.
Or you're getting royalty payments.
Mm-hmm.
Of some sort. And so we have a lot of folks who are in the oil business without even realizing they were going to be in the oil business, but they happen to have some, you know, land out here. And lo and behold, right, there's some drilling that somebody wants to do or maybe already taking place. Yep. Or what we see most of the time is people who inherit property, and that property now is subject to the oil and gas industry wanting to come out there and put in wells, or maybe there are some old wells and they're wanting to rework it, whatever it is. So there's a lot of activity. Just be sure that you know what you're doing and get the proper assistance on that.
Because you hear it so much and you're around it so much, don't necessarily believe that you know that much.
It's always something.
Yeah.
It's pretty complicated. I've had good friends over the years who are in that business.
Yeah.
And tough. It is a very complicated world, right? So get good counsel before you do anything. All right, coming back, let's do a couple more of these, and then let's update you on how things are going in the economy, what's going on. And again, this is to help you become a better and smarter financial person in your own right. That's our purpose here on the Money Makeover Show. Again, if you have a question, you're facing some things, some new stuff going on in your life, or maybe you're one of those people who has this issue where you're inheriting property and all of a sudden there's this oil and gas stuff and, huh? How does that work? So give us a call. Glad to help you with anything. Here's our private line just for you. And you can get us right now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony Navarro and Doug Neal on today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
With the new Kubota Sidekick, durability meets speed. It's the first gas-powered utility vehicle of its kind, built with acceleration and handling that blur the line between working hard and having fun. Right now, get the new Sidekick for zero down and payments as low as $196 a month. Now through June 30th, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor or Kubota.com.
Hope Rising, a local ministry, provides care for children rescued from human sex trafficking. As a licensed child placement agency, Hope Rising needs your help. If you feel called to become foster parents, house parents, or respite caregivers and can provide family structure and the love of Christ to these broken children, fill out the foster parent form online at HopeRisingMinistries.org. Hope Rising provides a high level of training and support. The joy comes when you see a broken and battered girl transform into the woman she was meant to be. That's HopeRisingMinistries.org.
When your tummy tells you it's time for seafood, the best place to satisfy your craving is at Sealand Seafood and Steak Restaurant. Now in their new location at 2201 Highway 290 East, just across Highway 290 from the former location. This new location is bigger and better, and the food is as good as ever. Stop in and satisfy your hunger for seafood with your choice of shrimp, oysters, lobster, crawfish, and crabs in season. Sealand also offers tender, juicy steaks, hamburgers, gumbo, and more. Sealand Seafood and Steak. It's shrimply the best.
Now is a great time to see the dentist. Brenham Family Dental offers exams and x-rays for only $19. Brenham Family Dental is now taking new patients at 2001 South Market Street in Brenham, treating patients of all ages. If you're looking for an orthodontist, call Brenham Family Dental and ask for Dr. Jeff Schau, their board-certified orthodontist. Come in for a free consultation. Brenham Family Dental guarantees the best prices in the area. For your best smile that sparkles as much as Mayfest does, call Brenham Family Dental at 979-421-9685.
Mayfest is just around the corner, and we are looking forward to a great lineup of entertainment this year. Hi, my name is Chloe Hamilton, 2019 Senior Mayfest, and I hope you'll join me for some of these exciting bands. This year's Mayfest will feature the Wesley Westbrook Band on Friday night. Performances will start at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday and end with the Black Cat Choir Band that night. Mayfest is just around the corner, and we are looking forward to a great lineup of entertainment this year. Mark your calendars from May 3rd through the 4th. See you at Mayfest.
It's Burton Panther Baseball on KWHI. The Burton Panthers and the Iola Bulldogs will decide first and second place in the district heading into the postseason with a playoff game Monday night at Mumford. First pitch is set for 6:30. 6:15 pregame with Blake Hickerson and Daryl Kiki. On your voice for the Panthers, AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, May 30th, Craig will be speaking with Catherine Kinjura about the 129th Mayfest. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655.
Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty, welcome back. I know you're tapping your toe. I know you are. Welcome back to the last few minutes of this edition of the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover team at Neal Financial Group. There are several of us here in Central Texas in the Brenham office, and also several more in the Houston office we have. So we can have you come in either office to sit down, talk things over, free review again. Glad to help you answer questions. Answer questions. Are you on the right track? What things could you do that you haven't thought of? How do things work? Are they working for you? All right. And here's the number again to give us a call. Set that time up to come by and find out more about whether you're doing everything you can to get on track and stay on track financially for you and your family. And also a lot of small business clients we have, too. Mm-hmm. So here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's the office number to call and set up that free review, 979-836-2903.
And we've been talking about the Texas State Securities Board weekly newsletter that I subscribe to. It comes out. Updated report on scams and unsuitable investments and the things that the Texas State Securities Board is looking at. And we've touched on several different things of their highlights at the, on this news one. And one of the things that another one, private placement offerings. Those are companies. A private placement is to raise capital without having to register the event with the securities laws. Mm-hmm. And you could have to be an accredited investor to be able to do that, and that's a, you have to have a net worth of $1 million, not counting your house, and an annual income of $200,000 or more. Well, you got to be careful in that one because there's lots of rules and regulations for non-private placement offering, and that's where you be careful, especially in the oil and gas end of it, because that's where a lot of those come from is private placement, and the promoter may not know all the rules and regulations, and that puts you at risk. So you got to be careful on that one, on private placements. And then also another one is real estate. Now, investing in is not buying a house or piece of land or rehabilitating or flipping a house, something like that. It's when promoters come in and promise a high return or something different as a group of real estate things. And there are some very good real estate investments.
These are called REITs, real estate investment trusts. Some of you may be familiar with those. And this is a big pool of investors. And now these things, some of them are regulated.
Yeah, you got to be careful in those too, because, hey, that may sound great as we're going to invest in a company and they own all the property that all the Walgreens and CVS pharmacies are on.
The corner. For instance.
Yeah, right. That's maybe one. There's other ones that own hospitals all over the country.
Sure. And they may be perfectly legitimate. And like annuity types of investments, you need to be aware that this is not something you're going to invest your money in and get it out possibly in 3 months or 6 months or a year. They're going to usually be windows of opportunity for you to be able to take money out, but they're not as what we call liquid, right, as a lot of other things. So you need to have a full disclosure by whoever you're dealing with.
Because all of them are different. There's not one format for these type of real estate investments. I have one couple working with in Houston I referred to. They have a bunch of private placements that they were put into that I know they don't understand what they are.
Yeah.
But they pay a really good income. But there's four of them now that we've been looking at. They can't get out of, period. You can't get your money back. You get a check each month, but you can't get your money back if you want to do something with it. And I'm sure they don't know that. But their phrase was, well, it's supposed to mature in the future, you know, like a CD matures and then you get your money back without penalty. Mm-hmm. Well, no. If you wanted the money back today, for if you had a medical problem or something like, you can't get it. Sorry. So
yeah, some of these have those windows mm-hmm. where you can access your funds and pull them out. And the reason why some of them do this, of course, is they want to have a steady pool to work with mm-hmm. to invest in these projects and maintain them and all that. So please just be aware, especially on anything long term, that you yeah. understand what your obligations are and how fast you can access your money if you need it.
See, and there's not anything wrong with those investments.
No.
As long as they fit with everything else that you're doing. See, now you may have a cash reserve, you got some other stocks and bonds, you got some mutual funds, you got some real estate, and now you want to do this. Hey, that might fit really good because they are designed to pay pretty good income.
Mm-hmm.
So that may be suitable for you just right. But that's what the state securities board is saying. Make sure it fits with everything else. So it's a nice little, I look at it as a, it's not an endorsement because they don't endorse anything, but a reason to get a good financial planner so that everything fits together and you can maybe get some of these items.
If they're suitable for you.
That's right. That's the thing.
Suitability is the key there. Anyway, that's our little lecture on some things to hopefully find out about. You've learned more about them. Many mm-hmm. of you have been approached at one time or another, I'm sure, about some of these things. Just know how to ask questions and take a really good look and determine in the whole scheme of things for you and those you care about in your life, whether this is the right thing for you, the suitable thing for you to do.
In the real world, you don't get rich quick unless you buy a lottery ticket. And then what are the odds on that one, too? But in the real world, investing world, you don't get rich quick on investments. So beware, have your plan together, take care of your family.
There you go.
We'll help you do that.
So if you want to get in touch with us, here's our number again. Glad to go over these things. And the number is 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.